Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. A new bill from Governor Bill Walker aims to curb opioid addiction and overdose deaths. The bill lets patients tell health care providers and hospitals not to give them opioids. Governor Walker says it also requires health care providers to receive training in opioid addiction.
It's not the be-all and end-all. There's many paths to recovery. There's many other things that we are working on, but this is one that is, we believe, quite significant.
The bill limits initial opioid prescriptions to a 7-day supply. Walker introduced the bill at a press conference Monday. The House and Senate versions of the bills were referred to the Health and Social Services and Finance Committees. Administrators with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are scrambling in the wake of a Washington Post story. The paper says the Trump administration is proposing to cut NOAA's budget by 26%. The Sea Grant program, with more than a dozen projects in Alaska, could be particularly hard hit. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Sea Grant helps train villages to monitor coastal erosion, tracks the economic vitality of the seafood industry, and studies the impact of climate change. The organization supports research at 33 universities nationwide, including the University of Alaska Fairbanks. NOAA is administered by the U.S. Department of Commerce. The Washington Post obtained a memo that said the new administration wants to, quote, prioritize rebuilding the military. It mentions the trade-offs and choices inherent in pursuing the goals. Paula Kullenberg, the Alaska director of Sea Grant, says she's not sure why the program didn't make the cut.
I have no idea. Maybe this was an easy mark. As far as I know, there wasn't any in-depth analysis.
Sea Grant has been in Alaska for about 47 years, and Kullenberg says the program has been threatened before. She says the Reagan administration tried to nix the funding, but Congress chose to reinstate it. This time around, she hopes it goes the same way.
It feels like a bit of a lack of confidence by the administration, so I can't really say that I'm confident, but I'm certainly hopeful.
The White House and lawmakers will have the upcoming months to decide. Kullenberg is meeting with NOAA this week in Washington, D.C. to discuss a game plan. The next fiscal year starts in October. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
The Fairbanks Four were released 2 years ago. Their freedom was a result of the work of journalists, lawyers, tribal leaders, and citizens. A new bill by Fairbanks Representative Scott Kawasaki seeks to return the 18 years of Alaska Permanent Fund dividends that Marvin Roberts, George Freese, Eugene Vent, and Kevin Pease missed while incarcerated. KTOO's Carolyn Halter reports.
On December 17, 2015, hundreds gathered at the Chief David Salmon Tribal Hall in Fairbanks to celebrate the release of the Fairbanks Four. Bill Oberle is the attorney who led the effort to free the Fairbanks Four.
Don't let the door hit you in the rear end on the way out is all they got for their 18 years of wrongful conviction.
After it was all over, he became involved in an effort to give permanent fund dividends back to the four men for the time they spent behind bars.
It seems only fair that the dividends that were taken away from them wrongfully should be provided to them.
I called Marvin Roberts to ask him what he thinks.
I realize now, after being away for so long, how valuable being with family is, and receiving all those back dividends would just, I'd just be so happy. I'd be able to see my family. I'd be able to maybe start my own business.
Roberts lives in Fairbanks. He has two jobs. He works at a company that makes and installs granite countertops during the week and delivers pizza on the weekends. His daughter is 6 months old. Last year, Oberle's effort to get dividends paid to the Fairbanks Four didn't really go anywhere. He's hopeful that this year will be different. In Juneau, I'm Carolyn Halter.
And I'm Robert Hannon.